What's the connection between the crew and Hip Hop in the Park? Who's doing that?
I think it was Marcio. He was one of the guys in our crew. He started doing Hip Hop in the Park. And that's where they would do like a MC battle. And I think they would do a breaking battle.
And are these their own as like private jams, or are they in conjunction with the city?
Well, it was at Holmes Playground. It was at Holmes Playground, so I think it had to be public to whoever. And they threw out flyers, you know, and it was, I'm not sure if they were free. I think they were. I don't think they charged, but it was in, they had to ask permission from Holmes Playground, so.
So then the timeline here, the Hip Hop Wednesdays, this would be like late 90s?
That was like 96, 97. I think 96, that's when I was DJing. And that's when I was getting, that's why I was hurt, so I kind of like started hanging out with them while everyone else was going to practice breaking. You know, I was out searching for music, the music tip.
And so then like Hip Hop in the Park and those events are like after that?
Yeah, that was, I would say that was probably a year after. I think 97. So it was like right after. And we were all, you know, our crew was growing at the time, and a lot of the, like I said, a lot of the B-boys in our crew were graffiti artists from different crews, so that's why they had a lot of love, too. You know, they had a lot of connections. So it just wasn't B-boys. It was like, okay, well, they're B-boys here, but they're also in this graph crew. You know, because they were in graph crews. Everyone had their own graph crew. But then when you got to Climax, Climax was like the gum that put everything together. So then people started having to be cool. Like, hey, that's my homie. We're in Climax, but, you know, we're in this crew. And then the writer crews are the ones that had more beef. Because, you know, it was territory and someone topping someone. But then that's when kind of started connecting it, the web bigger. Like, well, shit, man, I can't have beef with them. That's my boys in that crew. You know, and it's like, oh, okay. So, you know, that part was cool, but eventually that, you know, died out.
How big does Climax get?
I don't remember. Man. Charles had that information. He's the one who, you know, there was, at one time, there were a lot of us, because all the old guys that are still in it, you know, we still have the Fab Five that still represents, but then, like, then we had this other crew, like, not other crew, but the other guys that came in that we were kind of always dancing against, and then they kind of just eventually wanted to be a part down with us. They had students, too, and then, like, we would have students, so there was quite a bit. I can't give you a number, but I know the largest probably 20 at one time. I mean, that's not even that big, too. I mean, you see some of these crews, you know, and... yeah, it's just hard. I mean, I could see during the, as the years went on, Charles had a harder and harder time recruiting people in Fresno. It's just not many were dancing anymore, and not only that, but they also didn't have share the same philosophies as we did. So before someone ever got down, we always would want them to hang out with us, kick it, and in practice, you know, we weren't a crew that were just recruiting people just to get in. You know, they were like, you got to be our friend first. If you can hang out and chill, we got to see how you are. And if we like you, we'll all talk to each other and say to put them down. If not, then we'll just never bring it up. Just, you know, just like, all right. And if someone really wants to get in, they'll ask us. But we never really went out and just recruited people for, you know, oh, he's a bad dancer. So I think we did do that once or twice, and it never worked out. Mm-hmm. They were just like, they went on to bigger and better things, so they just used us as a stepping stool to, you know, and that's why we didn't want to do that. So we was like, you know.
So the Fab Five, then, so that's you,
me, Charles, Pablo, Alex, who's Pablo's brother, and then JR.
And then the folks that you said, like, kind of from the Northwest to add on, that's...
Yeah, the ones that got added on were, like, Eric and Marcio and little Mikey and... Who else? Oh, and then... Yeah, that's about it. I mean, there's probably a couple I'm missing, but... Yeah. Those are the main ones. And then we had AWACS from Selma. And he found out about us. And he would make his mom drive him from Selma all the way to Holmes Playground. And she would sit in the car while he was practicing.
Is he dancing? Or
no, he's not. He lives in L.A. now. He's a rocket scientist, man. He makes bombs or something. He tests shit like that. And he's made a good career out of himself, but...
But when he was coming out, was he coming out to dance? Or
yeah, he was coming out to dance. He was DJing. I mean, he didn't start DJing until a little while after. But he would primarily come for breaking. And then he started hooking up with DJs and started doing that thing as his career in breaking. Because he had a bad shoulder, and every time he'd do something, his shoulder would pop out of socket. So eventually his career was done too, and that's when he started getting into DJing. And he makes beats with me, you know. So we got the music, you know, thing. And then Jeff was Climax 2, or is Climax 2, and he's from Selma, and now he's in Bakersfield. So, well, we're trying to get some music going, but you know, our main thing was it was family, man. You know, and the way I see it is like I can go without seeing Charles for like months or weeks, you know, and when we see each other, it's like, what's up, piece of shit, you know, it's like, and that's brothers, you know, but you know, that's how it is, like, and that was the same thing with Pablo, you know, when I didn't see him for a few years because we went to different schools, and then when we linked up in Roosevelt, he started doing flares, that's why I was like, holy shit, let's get this started, like, and he was like, yeah, and we just, you know, boom, just, we always were good, or big on family and friendship, you know, and that was the main thing, and every time, you know, there were some people that we did bring into the crew, and they were always about themselves, and eventually those guys got booted or left, you know, and that's what we didn't want, you know, right. But, and it was hard because we wanted to get bigger and we wanted to keep growing. But then at the same time, the more you grow, because I see a lot of crews now, they're super crews. You know, they just recruiting all these people, and then it's not really, it's more of a business. And it's, you know, you hear people, I'm in this crew to make money. I'm in this crew to win. And it's like us, we're like, let's make some tacos, you know. And that's how we would just barbecue. Let's do this, you know, let's hang out, let's go to movies, or, you know, that was our thing. And when, like I said, when we weren't breaking, we were doing something, you know. And so it didn't just stop breaking with us, it was everything else, living.